With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A federal judge says President Trump's buyout plan for federal employees can go forward.
After pausing the deferred resignation program, U.S. District Judge George O'Toole Jr. cleared the way for the plan to downsize the federal workforce. The judge didn't rule on the legality of the so-called buyout, but found that the labor unions that sued didn't have legal standing to challenge the program. According to the White House, tens of thousands of workers have taken the government up on its offer to resign now and get paid through September. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to begin negotiations on ending the war. The president said he spent more than an hour on the phone with Putin, and he said, "I think we're on our way to getting peace." Also at SRNnews.com, the White House says Wednesday's inflation report shows the Biden administration left a mess to deal with. The latest Consumer Price Index report showed the annual inflation rate ticked up to 3% in January. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the previous administration was not transparent in where the economy was. Well, no more DEI at PBS.
The public broadcaster is shutting down its Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion and firing the two executives who staffed it. With the system getting federal grant money for its children's programming, PBS lawyers judged the move necessary to comply with President Trump's executive order on DEI. PBS and NPR officials are expected to appear at a congressional hearing next month amid calls that the federal government stop funding public broadcasting. Rich Thomason reporting.
NASA is working on a plan to bring back two astronauts who have been stranded at the International Space Station for more than 8 months. This is SRN News. A healthcare system in Michigan abandons transgenderism. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Corewell Health says it will no longer give puberty-blocking drugs to children in an effort to help them live as the opposite sex. Corewell has also banned sex change operations on kids, although it says it never had performed any in the past. The action is a direct result of President Trump's executive order that will pull federal funding from any entity that promotes transgenderism, especially amongst children under the age of 18. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump is ready to take his fight against transgenderism to the International Olympic Committee. Mr. Trump wants the IOC to change everything having to do with the Olympics and having to do with this absolutely ridiculous subject, he said, ahead of the 2028 Summer Games in Los Angeles. The president is fresh off signing an executive order designed to keep men out of women's sports. This is SRN News. Well, there's a new top dog in town.
A giant schnauzer named Monty has won the top prize at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Monty bested six other finalists to take Best in Show Tuesday night. The award is considered the most prestigious prize in the U.S. dog show world. However, there's no cash prize, just a trophy, a ribbon, and bragging rights. Each dog is judged according to how closely it matches the ideal for its breed. The runner-up was, for the third time, a whippet known as Bourbon. Julie Walker, New York.
Joanne, closing hundreds of stores. It comes less than a month after the fabrics retailer filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy for the second time in a year. The craft store listed 530 underperforming stores in a recent court filing across more than 40 states that it plans to immediately begin closing. More details at SRNnews.com.